Every true baseball fan imagines what it would be like to be part of the game. This year, Boston Red Sox fan and commentator Jim Infantino went beyond imagining. His band, Jim's Big Ego, was invited to sing the national anthem at Fenway Park before a game.
They lead us out onto the field a good half an hour before they start the game. Somewhere here is where Babe Ruth once stood, and Yaz and Williams and Pedro Nomar and Manny. The manager of the park comes out and says hello. We thank him for getting us this gig, and he introduces us to his assistant and Wally, a guy in a green monster suit, and a 10-year-old boy named Mike, who is getting to throw the first ball of the game. Mike looks terrified, and I pretend that I do this sort of thing all the time, and distract him for a while. When I was Mike's age and younger, I spent time with my dad on a field by Con Edison in Manhattan. Dad was an ex-Brooklyn Dodgers fan who took me to Mets games, and he showed me the rules and how to play and throw and catch and hit. Like most guys, I never felt closer to him than when we were playing catch, as if the only way we could both convey our feelings for each other was by sending them 90 feet through the air in a baseball. I moved to Boston and became a Red Sox fan. The mic is live now, and I remember that I have to start low. Our anthem is not for the vocally timid. It has an almost 2-octave range, and if you start too high, you are in serious trouble by the rocket's red glare, let alone the land of the free. I wish the crowd would join in, sing along, help us out, but that doesn't happen. The ballpark feels like a church, and I am leading a ritual. I never thought of myself as overly patriotic, but in this moment, some hidden love for my country lifts me up like a jet plane taking off, and I do my best just to hang on and not mess up. And we sing the final words of the anthem, and 33,000 people start to cheer. Not so much for us and our performance, but maybe because they can feel a little bit of what I was feeling about our game, our father's game, our country's game.
Jim Infantino, his band, Jim's Big Ego, also consists of Jesse Flack and Dan Cantor. By the way, several experts say the first time the Star-Spangled Banner was sung at a Major League Baseball game was at Fenway Park in the 1918 World Series. In that series, the Red Sox, helped by star pitcher Babe Ruth, beat the Cubs in 6 games.